As the so-called caravan of migrants slowly makes its way north to the U.S. border, President Trump is now calling for the deployment of more than 5,000 troops to the southern border. The movement is the largest deployment of active-duty U.S. troops since the response to the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. But with the midterm elections just a week away, some say this is a campaign ploy by the president. So what is the reaction from law enforcement in southern Arizona? And for that, we turn to Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels, who is on the line. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on. So I want to start with just that. What was your reaction when you heard this announcement from the president?
Well, I speak in behalf of my county. I speak on behalf of the 31 sheriffs on the southwest border here. It's relief. It's relief as our communities are scrambling to figure out how we're going to deal with this, because we're not sure where this caravan is going to come out and where they're going to pop into, whether it be Arizona, Texas, or even California. New Mexico hasn't been a topic that they've talked about, but it could happen in New Mexico too. So we're relieved. We sat through a brief. I sat through a couple last week, and this is an impact on communities, whether it be those that need medical care, those that have criminal issues going on, whether it be warrants. We don't know, and so we're preparing for that. So this is just an extra resource. This is a federal issue that needs to be addressed in secure borders.
What role do you understand at this point that those troops will be playing?
Well, it's in a support role. I mean, and that's my understanding. It's been a support role. I have a conference call today at 11 o'clock with Secretary Nielsen. I spoke with her, met with her in person last Thursday down in Yuma, Arizona. So everything's on the table. We're working with Mexico. They're working with us on this. It's very positive in that aspect. Mexico is offering refugees for the caravan. Some have taken it, but the rest are heading north. They see this as a vulnerable time in the United States where they can come to the border and step right into the United States. We have a legal process, and that's what we ask as sheriffs in this country, that process is handled in a legal manner, not a manner because, hey, there's 1,000, let them all in. No, I think there's a misstep there.
Sheriff, you mentioned that people may feel like this is an opportune time to try to cross the border because there haven't been enough restrictions. So I wonder, is that as big a problem now? Because, of course, we heard a number of years ago that there were a lot of people from Mexico trying to cross the border undocumented, illegally, whatever it may have been. And now we're seeing that those numbers are way down. But you're saying this is still a problem. Is this more about sending a message, or is this a real practical solution, do you think, having troops down there?
Well, I think it's both. I truly think it's both. And let me give you a little historical why I say that. You know, when President Trump was elected here 2 years ago, the first year, I mean, we have some of the lowest smuggling on the border that we've had in years. Well, over last year, that has increased. We're 50% higher than we were last year when it comes to the human smuggling. I'm talking about the human smuggling. And that's consistent along the southern border here. So obviously, we've sent a message. I'm sure they're watching. I can guarantee these cartels and transnational organizations, these folks are watching us going, hey, the United States right now, they're fighting with the president. We have a divided Congress. Nobody can get along. Nobody can make a decision. So we're vulnerable in that aspect that, hey, can we get through right now? And that's when I say we're vulnerable, we're weak on our border. We have to unify as a country and say we have to have secure borders for all the right legal and constitutional mandates that come with that. And I stand behind that.
So obviously we don't know exactly what will happen and how many of these migrants will make it to the U.S. border. But aren't they planning on presenting themselves for asylum and not necessarily trying to sneak across or illegally cross the border? And how do you see these troops' role in that?
Well, I think the troops add an extra layer of security. I mean, that's their mission is to protect our country. You know, my mission is to protect my county and my communities. And so together we work hand in hand. We're complementary in that aspect. We don't know what they're going to do when they get to the border. Sat through a meeting yesterday, or my staff did, where they're talking at one of the ports. It's like, hey, my job is to protect the ports. If they rush around the ports and come in, and this was a statement, this is a community local issue now. So, again, there's a lot of unknowns here. And the fact is, are they going to ask for refugee status with the United States, which they had the offer in Mexico, but no, they're going to keep on marching up the United States. So we don't know what's going to happen when they get here. But the best way to prepare is have a plan, a structured plan, both local, state, and federal, that complements each other, because we don't know.
And Sheriff, finally, you think from a logistical standpoint that plan can come across, even as you mentioned, working with the federal authorities and working with Mexico? Is that something? Because, you know, people from time to time are a little cynical about, you know, government putting together something like this that's organized.
Well, they are cynical, and they're cynical, and they're also skeptical in the fact that you watch the same thing I watched in Washington, D.C., where you got congressional people just pointing fingers at each other, and that's Republicans pointing to Democrats, Democrats reporting to Republicans, independents watching both sides, and you got the president fighting with them, and they're fighting with the president. Man, I mean, you wonder why we're on the world stage right now about where do we really stand when it comes to our border security. We have to unify border security. Working the border for three decades down here and seeing the modern-day slavery, and that's what it is. This human smuggling is modern-day slavery. They're indebted to these criminal transnational organizations. We have to have a secure border, I'm a humanitarian. I like people. I like helping people. I've done it for over three decades. We'll continue to do that. But we need to do it in a way that's legal.
All right. That is Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels. Thank you for speaking with us this morning, Sheriff.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Lauren. Have a good day.
You too.